Afternoons with Aaron here on this Tuesday, 3:17, and we're going to talk Oklahoma State baseball. Albert Lea grad Jake Thompson, nice enough to join us once again. His Cowboys saw their season come to an end in the Tucson region over the weekend. And Jake, a good afternoon. We appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Jake, let's talk about the experience. Now, you mentioned before you played at Kentucky. Was this your first time in the Division I baseball tournament? First time you got to participate in the postseason?
Yeah, this is the first time I've been to a regional, and I was really excited. You know, it took 5 years to get there, and it was fun, and you know, kind of an experience that I've always dreamed of having since I started playing baseball was to play in a regional, and we're lucky enough to go to Tucson with nice warm weather. Yeah, it was nice. Didn't quite go the way we wanted it to, but it was still a fun experience and something that I've always wanted to do.
One thing that is so cool here about 2021 is we all love college baseball. We love college softball. But I think fans of the sport have really missed it, or even casual fans, that it's been fun turning on the TV or watching on the internet all the baseball and softball action going on because we didn't get to do that last year. What was the atmosphere? What was the crowds like in Tucson?
So we had day games, and apparently they don't play a lot of day games there because it was hot. And we didn't get to play Arizona. So it wasn't like sold out, and it wasn't quite like the Big 12 tournament where we had thousands of fans and the ground was almost shaking. But it was still, we had a great following. A lot of people flew out to see us down there in Tucson, and it was fun. You know, we got great fan base and stuff, so we had quite a few fans, but it wasn't quite the 10,000 people banging their feet and clapping their hands. But it was still a really fun experience, and it was loud, and we played Santa Barbara and they had a bunch of fans, and Grand Canyon did as well, and so did we had great fans too, but it wasn't quite sold out and packed out for our 1 o'clock games in the heat of the day there, but it was still fun.
Talk about UC Santa Barbara, a team that, against your pitching staff, I mean, they had the bats going. I think they score 13 in one game and 14 in the other.
Yeah, they definitely found spots. I don't know, when it hit their bat, the ball seemed to go right where we weren't, which was unfortunate. But, sometimes, it's baseball. Sometimes that's the way it goes. Wish it would have went like that for us against them too, but we were hitting rockets just right at their guys, which was too bad.
Talk about the win against Grand Canyon. Obviously, Jake, disappointed that the run is over, but you guys did get a tournament win. Talk about the victory against them.
Yeah, that was fun. That was really fun. It was kind of a close game, too. When we played them at our home field 3 times, we beat them twice and tied them on the last game because we had a travel curfew. It was tied going into the extra innings, but we weren't able to start. So we tied them, and they were a good team, too. Everybody in the tournament is good to be playing the top 64. So it was fun. It was pretty intense, and we put the bat on the ball, and we found the holes that we were missing against Santa Barbara in that game, and our pitching was awesome. So that was fun. Fun to get behind those guys.
Albert Lea grad Jake Thompson, member of the Oklahoma State baseball team, recapping their region over the weekend. The Cowboys eliminated, going 1-2 at the Tucson region. And as a team, and I'm sure your coaches, was it pretty disappointing to not get a shot at Arizona?
Yeah, it was disappointing. We woke up, expecting to come back, and we thought we could take Santa Barbara. And then we thought, we had momentum. We thought, they had gotten beat the night before, and we had just come off a win against Grand Canyon. So we were feeling good and, hoping that they weren't playing the night game before and then coming in with a noon start. But we came in, and from the get-go, they were on it, and we were hitting balls hard. Just they were getting caught, which was too bad. But it was fun, and we thought, we're going to beat them, and then we're going to have all the momentum, and, anything can happen too. We lost the first one, which made it a little bit more difficult, but we still just had to win one more game than we would have if we won them all anyway, so we weren't ever feeling like we were out of it, and we definitely thought we were gonna come away with that one, and you know, hopefully take two in a row from Arizona and still be playing. Kind of weird waking up today and not having, you know, competitive ball to look forward to today, which is too bad.
Jake, looking at what's left, and there's, I believe there's 16 teams there left in the NCAA field. I'm gonna cut on your expertise. Looking at what's left in the field, who do you like of the teams that are left?
I thought TCU was the best team that we played all year. They were awesome against us. Against us, anyway, they seemed to play incredible, and we played really well against them, and they still took it to us. But I think Vanderbilt was a really fun series too. I thought TCU and Vanderbilt were the two best teams probably in the country from what I saw and how I thought we played against them. They're both good. So I think Vanderbilt's probably, they're going to be a pretty tough team to beat.
And are both those teams still alive? They're still going on?
No, TCU got beat, which really surprised me because I thought they were really good. And they must have played their best ball against us. We were playing awesome, and they still kept coming back and taking lead. Those were some really back and forth games that were really fun. Those didn't go our way, but it was fun, really competitive, and I thought they were a really good team.
Talking Oklahoma State baseball with Albert Lea grad Jake Thompson here on KATE Radio and Afternoons with Aaron. So, Jake, do you plan on watching the rest of the playoffs into the College World Series, or do you move on for baseball and take a break and do something else?
Oh, yeah, probably keep watching and keep working out and, you know, staying in shape and stuff. Hopefully I got some summer ball to play, I hope. I'll stay tuned. Like I said, it's kind of tough waking up today and not having practice and not, you know, having some structured, you know, baseball activity today. So I'll definitely, you know, be watching and be enjoying it. Just wish we were still going. It's kind of tough, but, you know, we gave it all we had and didn't quite come out the way that I wanted it to. But, yeah, I'll stay tuned. And I saw that Albert Lee's doing really well in their tournament too.
Yeah, if you were anywhere near us, I'd give you a headset tomorrow night. You could join me in the broadcast booth. But I think you're a little far away. It's a long commute to get from where you're from.
Now, Jake, that's awesome. I saw that, and that's awesome. Good luck to those guys.
No, they appreciate that. Looking for the first state bid for Albert Lea Tiger Baseball since 1969. It's been a long time, way too long for a Tiger Baseball. Now, Jake, you mentioned a summer baseball. What does that possibly look like for you?
I'm not sure yet. We just finished up and just kind of had some meetings and stuff. I'm not sure exactly where I'll be yet, but hopefully find somewhere to go soon and keep playing ball.
Is that like a wood bat league somewhere? Is that what you're looking at?
Yep, there'll be wood bat. I played in the Northwoods League the last three summers, which has been awesome. I really enjoyed that time.
So there's a good chance we'll probably see you back here in this neck of the woods. Fingers crossed this summer.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what they have in store for me, where they're thinking. But just really want to keep playing ball.
Eligibility-wise, when it comes to the NCAA, do you have 1 year left?
Yep. I would be able to come back next year.
So you do have one more chance to get to the dance and experience the playoffs one more time. So, and I can tell you just talking to you, and I appreciate the time because I know it's probably tough to talk about it just a couple days after the tournament came to an end. But there's the bright spot. You've been there. You got a taste of it. And for those guys that are coming back for Oklahoma State, I'm sure that the motivation will be even stronger coming into a 2022.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. That's the goal, is to make a run in the tournament. And, the tradition and history here of, you know, making it there and having great seasons is so rich with, you know, I think they're fourth all time in NCAA tournament bids, making it to regionals.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So, you know, that's something that really, it's kind of what's expected here and kind of what, you know, we've been competitive and it seems like there always are. That'll be definitely a goal and come out on top next time.
Jake Thompson again. Graduate of Albert Lea, member of the Oklahoma State Cowboy baseball team, has one more year of eligibility, and we hope to see him somewhere this summer. And Jake, when you're back in town, and if you have a few minutes, stop by and say hi here at the Kate Studios. Appreciate seeing you and meeting you in person. And, you know, we always got a microphone or a headset for you anytime you want one.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
Okay, appreciate it. Jake, we'll let you get back. I know you're a busy guy. Thank you so much for the time, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.